In this episode of the Business Architecture Podcast, we revisit episode one to talk about a couple of the key elements from that episode. We also discuss a very key mindset that business owners have to have. And we also discuss three tips that business owners need to implement and action to navigate their business through these tough and challenging times. G'day, I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome to the Business Architecture Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about all things business architecture so that business owners can truly get on the front foot and start creating more time in their life to do the things they want, build reliable cash flow to do those things with, drive scalable value into the marketplace while allowing them to step back and ultimately architect the business of their dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this next episode. G'day everyone, welcome back to the Business Architecture Podcast. As you would have heard in the introduction, my name is Kevin Sanders, and this is episode number two of this podcast series. And as I said in the first episode, if you haven't listened to that already, you can listen to it. It'll be where you found this one. But as I said in that one, we are currently in amidst the March 2020 Corona COVID-19 virus pandemic thing that's going on in the world. It seems to be getting worse and worse every day if you choose to listen to what the media actually has to say about this. But what I thought I'd do is just quickly put out a second episode in addition to the first episode that I recorded yesterday, which, by the way, and thank you so much to everyone that's given me feedback and given me the big thumbs up and the big ups around that first episode. I've received an enormous amount of love for that first episode, so I'm definitely going to keep these coming. And now I've got people who are now subscribed to wanting more of these, so these are definitely going to be keep on appearing. But what I wanted to do was just come off the back of that first episode and off the back of, you know, yesterday we didn't have the restrictions that we do today with regards to how the country is managing the this COVID-19 pandemic that's currently happening. And so what's happened overnight is that the Australian government has officially said, okay, all non-essential service bases, businesses, all non-essential services are now to be stopped. And so things like cafes, bars, clubs, pubs, the gyms are the massive ones that have been hit. So these non-essential services have now been shut down. And as I said, gyms are the big one. I mean, at the end of the day, I know a lot of people in the fitness space. I know a lot of gym owners and a lot of coaches and PTs. And there's every single one of them has been hit hard by that, as everyone's sort of now scrambling to figure out what their next step is going to be, given the fact that their main stage of delivery is, of course, a gym. And that gym can't open. And so what I thought I would do off the back of that first episode is just go into a little bit more of the architecture around a product. It's not the full-blown delivery of what the architecture of a product is, because if I was to do that, I'd be here for a little bit of time. I'd be here for a lot longer than what I plan to be now. But what I wanted to do was just quickly touch on a couple of things from that first episode and then go into a few tips around, hey, what can a business owner do now, given the new restrictions and given the new, even tougher times that have occurred, what can a business owner do now to navigate the business through challenging times right now? And you know, as we go through more time, it's probably likely that the, you know, times will become even tougher, the restrictions will become even tougher. But as we sit today, businesses are tanking, as it seems. I've been speaking as much as possible with a lot of business owners throughout the day, but what seems to be going on is that people are struggling to understand exactly what it is that they need to do next in order to navigate their business through this next tough, challenging period. So what I mentioned in the first episode was that the state of the market is not a sales economy. We're not in a sales economy. We are in what's called a relationship economy, which is to say that, hey, What we need to focus on is building relationships. And I harped on this in that first episode. I said it quite a few times. Quite a few people have actually said that that was really, really handy to hear. Because when we get really laser focused on sales, we end up tending to drive more sales away. And that makes the whole game of sales even harder. Now, it's not to say that we can't go out there and sell. We have to go out there and sell. But it's also to say that we are better off selling and taking a next step with our client as a part of a relationship, as if to say, okay, hey, you have this, I do this, I have this, you do this, together we can take the next step. And so if we just keep focused on the fact that it is a relationship economy, we're opening up the most opportunities and possibilities that we could possibly open up. And we can then start to explore this next little mindset shift. And it's one that I often talk about with business owners. And that mindset is this: it is not about what you sell, it is about what they buy. So as business owners, especially if you're by yourself in a business and you've got no one really else to bounce off your ideas off or anything like that, what we can tend to do is get focused and get stuck on what we do and what we sell and what we deliver and what we bring. And the focus actually becomes about me, me, me. But what we want to do is make the focus more about you, you, you. So it isn't about what you sell, it is about what you buy. And so I've had a few business owners, especially today, sort of sit there and go, okay, what do I do now? What could I possibly sell now? What could I put in front of people now that's going to keep bringing me in income so I can keep putting food on the table? And I'll say that that's not the right question to ask. The right question to ask is, what will they buy? And so when you ask what will they buy or what could they buy, the focus is now being put on the client or the market or the channel that you're selling into, and we can start to identify or re-clarify or even refine what it is that they will be buying and what it is that they're actually looking for. And so What we can start to do now, I've got three tips that I'm just going to go through right now about what we can start to do as business owners to navigate through these tough times off the back of that mindset and the fact that it's a relationship economy. And I'm going to do that right now. So the first thing that I need everyone to be very, very clear about, it seems simple. It's one of those things that just sounds too easy to be true, but it could not be any truer at all. But that first thing is, we need to create a focus. We need to create a focus. Remember, these are tough times. There's a lot of new things happening. People have this kind of panicky, anxious sort of energy. And, you know, we're not entirely sure of what's going on. So there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment. And so what we need to do is create a focus. Let's get everyone back on track, focusing on what they need to do. So that we can all take that next step together. And the common example that I use around this, when I'm talking about this, is that when we picture, especially Australia recently has had devastating bushfires, and you know, some heartbreaking stories have come through that. But what we notice when these things happen is the key. That's the clue. Is that when a town burns to the ground, all the towns around that town come to their aid. And the people may not even know each other, but they're still turning up to help. They still bring food, they still bring clothing, they still help build shelters, they still do these things. And so when we create a focus, right, necessity is the mother of invention, when we create a focus that's based on necessity, then what we can start to do is rally people around that focus and get people back on track. And so we may not have our usual vehicle with which we can drive to our destination, but what we can do is come up with an alternative, or we can walk, or we can find another way. And so people will be more malleable and willing to work in to achieve and to work to get that outcome, to achieve that common result, to achieve that goal. So if we create a focus, what actually has to happen for the business owner is that they have to be the leader that everyone is investing in. Because remember, you're being paid as the business owner, you're being paid for a thing. Be the leader that people have been investing in. So your job is to settle the panic and the anxious energy and create a focus, which is to say, put a flag in the sand and say, look, We don't let this state of the world, this epidemic, pandemic, virus thing, as important as it is, we don't let it rule our world at the moment. We still have to get in and do the thing we have to do. As you know, training in a gym, we still have to get in and exercise and do that. So let's figure out a way. So that's the first thing, create a focus. The second thing is you are the expert. Be the expert. You are the expert. Be the expert. You're the one that people are paying, and they're paying you for a reason, which is to say that you have the knowledge or the qualifications or the experience or the intellectual property that makes what you do valuable. The state of the world and what's happening in the world doesn't devalue that. So don't let it devalue that. The thing that will devalue that is a decision that you as the business owner makes. So be the expert, because that's what people are paying for. Now, you may not have, as the business owner, the vehicle with which you would normally deliver what you do. Granted, we can't really control that. That is now out of our hands. But what I do know to be true is that there is always a solution. There's always another way. And after talking with many business owners, especially today, and having this similar kind of conversation, it's become apparent that, hey, there is another way, there is a solution, we've just got to solve that particular problem. So don't let the world dictate the value of what you do and what IP and qualification and knowledge and experience you bring. We've just got to fix the problem of how do I still get that out there. That's the second thing. You are the expert, be the expert. Don't let the world rule how valuable what you do is. The third thing is, this one is probably the one that touches a nerve the most, but I need to stress something here, is that the tendency in the market is for business owners is to want to discount or make free what they do. There's a bit of a mindset around that where, hey, if I discount what I do, then I'll attract more business, I'll retain more business, or if I make it free, then at least I'm being helpful. And that's all well and good. And I'm not going to disrespect that at all. That's all well and good. However, the challenge becomes, if you discount something, so say you charge a membership, and that membership is $200 a month, and then you make the membership $100 a month because either there's a fear inside of the you as the business owner, or there's an intent to try and be helpful for people that are doing tough. Let's say we discount that membership. When all of this passes, what has to happen then is that you have to have that conversation of, hey, we need to get you back up to where you were at that normal rate of membership. And that can create a little bit of funny energy, because people were paying a certain rate before, and now they're paying a lower rate, and that feels good. And they're still getting the same thing, probably more. And so if they're paying a lower rate, they're getting used to paying that lower rate, and then what happens is when you have the conversation to try and get them back up, they're a little bit reluctant, because now they've gotten used to having to pay that lower rate. And there's a little bit of funny energy that can come about trying to get that back up. So it can actually start to fracture a relationship. Because if you were delivering a set amount of value at $300 a month, and then you deliver the same amount of value, probably more, at $200 a month, then the question will become, well, what am I paying for? If I'm paying extra, what am I getting extra? And so, it's funny. When necessity is there, we're more open to change. When the necessity isn't there, we're less open to the change. And so instead of discounting or making something free or putting it out there just because, what I'm suggesting to people is to find another way. Yes, look, you can do a lower rate or a discounted rate and maybe balloon paid at the end. So this to say, hey, look, for the next 6 months, we'll do your membership not at 300, but at 200. And then after 6 months, we'll do an extra $600 invoice or something at the end to make up for the discount that you've received now that you're better off. And so you still get paid for what you're worth. the client or the customer or the business that you're working with still pays for the value that you deliver, and the relationship is still clear, and when all this blows by, you can still carry on as per normal. So that's one way of doing it. Or if it's really dire straits and the people that you're working with literally have nothing left, or can pay but a fraction of what they have been, what you could do is just create another product or another package that is something different, and then attach a lower value rate or a lower rate to that. And so what you're not doing is devaluing the product that you've built, but you're still delivering something for the price for that something, and you're not at all putting at jeopardy the value or the worth of what it is that you actually do. So figure out another way, rather than just discount or make it free, figure out another way to still deliver the value, to still get what you're worth, to still be helpful. This is the challenge of being a business owner. We have to be able to navigate and be adaptable when we have to be able to navigate and be adaptable. And so this is what I'm suggesting to business owners is as much as possible, stay away from discounting and stay away from just doing free things, because you know, as good as the intent can be, it can actually hurt more in the long run when all is said and done and we can continue as per normal. Now, the most important thing once we get through this initial bit of anxiety, the most important thing is that we reposition what we're actually doing. And so what can happen is, look, yes, as a coach, I may not be able to train in a gym anymore with my clients, but what I can do is create the no more loss program, or don't lose the gains program, or whatever it might be, and it's more body weight related, or I've got a set of dumbbells that I can loan you, whatever it might be. And so, you know, what you can do is repackage up or reproductize a new thing, and that new thing will tie everything over until we can get back to normality, but that new package may be priced accordingly. And so what happens is what you're normally doing and what you're normally worth isn't being jeopardized. So I hope that makes sense. Like I say, I'm always open to these questions. We need to have more of these conversations as more businesses are starting to feel the pinch of what's currently going on. Remember, to recap, it's a relationship economy. It's not about what you sell, it's about what they buy. You need to, first thing is create a focus. Then we need to be the expert. And as much as possible, avoid discounting and avoid doing things for free. And we'll all set each other up and help each other out and take that next step together towards that common goal and towards the outcome we all need. Guys, I'm going to post this podcast episode up. Like I said, yesterday was amazing with feedback. Thank you very much. This one was slightly longer, but I think it's more important. And at the end of the day, like I said, we're all here together. We're all having to do this together. Let's keep helping each other out. Let's keep being sensible about what we're doing. And before we know it, this will all be past and we'll all be back to growing bigger, better, faster, harder, and stronger than ever before. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak with you soon. Hey there. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Architecture Podcast. As the owner of a business, I've got no doubt that you will have figured out that knowledge isn't actually power. It's potential power. And the most powerful thing we can do with knowledge is to take action with it. So with that being said, as questions have come up for you around how to take any action with or implement anything from this episode, please feel free to connect with me and I'll do my very best to answer those questions for you. You can find me on LinkedIn under my name, Kevin Sanders, or you can look me up in my profile, which is Your Excellence on LinkedIn as well. Also, don't forget to bookmark or favorite this podcast so that you can be made aware of when a new episode goes live. And of course, if you happen to know any other business owners that are doing it tough, they're frantic, they're anxious, cash flow poor, or on the other side of that, they just really want to unleash their business, please do a good thing and share this with them so that they can get the benefit from it too. I don't bite, but I do grow businesses, so I look forward to speaking with you soon.